This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. South Korea's police chief admitted a heavy responsibility for failing to prevent a recent crowd surge that killed more than 150 people during Halloween festivities in Seoul, saying Tuesday that officers did not effectively handle earlier emergency calls about the impending disaster. The admission came as the South Korean government faces growing public scrutiny over whether the crowd surge Saturday night in Seoul's Itaewon District, a popular nightlife neighborhood, could have been prevented, and who should take the responsibility for the country's worst disaster in years. Police in western India have arrested 9 people as they investigate the collapse of a newly repaired 143-year-old suspension bridge. The collapse Sunday evening plunged hundreds of people into a river, killing at least 134. As families mourned the dead, attention turned to why the bridge, built during British colonialism, had collapsed and who might be responsible. Security video showed hundreds of people clinging to the broken structure and trying to make their way to safety. The pedestrian bridge had reopened just 4 days earlier after more than 6 months of repairs. Afghan Special Forces soldiers who fought alongside American troops and then fled to Iran after the chaotic U.S. withdrawal last year are now being recruited by the Russian military to fight in Ukraine. That's according to 3 former Afghan generals to the Associated Press. They said that the Russians want to attract thousands of the former elite Afghan commandos into a foreign legion with offers of steady $1,500 a month payments and promises of safe havens for themselves and their families so they can avoid deportation home that may assume be death at the hands of the Taliban. This is VOA News. North Korea's foreign ministry has criticized the United States for expanding combined military exercises with South Korea that it claims are a practice for an invasion. Pyongyang warned of more powerful follow-up measures in response. The statement Tuesday came as the allies conduct aerial drills involving more than 200 warplanes. The allies are stepping up their defense posture in the face of North Korea's increased weapons testing and growing nuclear threat. North Korea has ramped up its weapons tests to a record pace this year. The U.S. and South Korea have resumed large-scale military drills this year after downsizing or suspending them in past years as part of efforts to create the diplomatic space with Pyongyang and because of the pandemic. Federal charges have been filed against the man who broke into the House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's California home Friday, and police say his goal was to hold her hostage. AP correspondent Sagar Magani with details.
Papers say David DePapp found a sleeping Paul Pelosi in a bedroom before he beat the 82-year-old in the head with a hammer. The affidavit reveals DePapp told police he wanted to talk with Nancy Pelosi. If she lied, he would break her kneecaps. They say he explained she would then have to be wheeled into Congress, which would show other lawmakers there are consequences to actions. Nancy Pelosi was here in Washington at the time. DePapp now faces federal charges of attempted kidnapping of a U.S. official and retaliating against a federal official by injuring a family member. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A leftist president has prevailed over the far-right incumbent in Brazil's presidential election, but there is nothing being conceded yet. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva scored a tight victory over Jair Bolsonaro, receiving 50.9% of the vote to the president's 49.1%. While congratulations have poured into Lula from world leaders, Bolsonaro has not reacted in any way. After the results were announced Sunday night, Lula told supporters he'd received no call from Bolsonaro and didn't know whether the incumbent would recognize the result. Bolsonaro's campaign made repeated unproven claims of possible electoral manipulation before the vote, and that's raised fears Bolsonaro will challenge the results. Supporters outside his home in Rio de Janeiro Sunday night screamed about fraud, and local media reported truck drivers who backed Bolsonaro blocked a number of roads across the country. I'm Ben Thomas.
And via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.